Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Diane. This is Sean. I am, please bear with me. I am deaf, and I'm using a delayed captioning telephone. So what that means is each time you conclude speaking, there's a pause because it's streaming the captioning. But I'm deaf. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I greatly appreciate that. I got a notification on my cell phone saying that someone called me on my cell phone. I recognize that number. It's probably XPO Logistics doing a measuring service for Home Depot.
All right, sir, if you give me one moment to get the order generated, and I'll be glad to confirm that for you.
Okay.
All right, sir, I do apologize. That phone number did not generate an order. Is there another phone number that's associated with the order?
Yeah, myself and Home Depot have been trying to get XPO to change that number. They've got the number incorrect. The correct number is 561-691-9339. That is the number I'm calling from right now.
Okay,
It's a
that number,
landline, which
yes,
means
sir.
it's caption
Okay.
enabled.
Okay, that number did not generate an order. May I have the incorrect number, please?
Probably the number you guys call is the incorrect number, and that is 561-313-6804.
Thank you. One moment. As soon as I get it generated, I'll update it to the correct number for you.
I appreciate that. Really
You're welcome.
do.
Yes, sir. All right, and I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or so to generate by the phone number. Okay. All right, sir, and could you please verify the name and address for me, please?
My name is Mark. Is John, last name is Ramaran, and the address where the service is supposed to take place is 15096 7612 North, Palm Beach Garden, and the zip is 33418.
All right. Thank you so much for verifying that. I have your Home Depot installation. It's a measure that's scheduled tomorrow between 12 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Okay, so it's going to be between 12 and 4 is what you're saying tomorrow.
Yes, sir. And I have updated the telephone
okay.
number on the order
is your
for
first
you.
Name person that's coming that I can confirm upon arrival?
Yes, they're going to call 30 minutes upon arriving.
Oh, no. that's going to be a problem because, like I said, the phone captioning is at my home. It's a different address. The address that I gave you is rented out. I rent that house out, and I'm the owner. So my home is like about 15 minutes away. So, go ahead and just start off their plan. You'll be there between 12 and 4. I plan to be at the bar of that house today. Would that work?
What was that?
I plan to be at the indicator address tomorrow between 12 and 5. I'll be out in the yard, but I cannot access the phone. So, can you just proceed to be there between 12 and 4 without calling me before?
No, they're going to call 30 minutes upon arriving.
Madam, I'm deaf. You're making
understand.
It very difficult for me.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm working with you the best that I can to understand what you're saying. And I've updated the phone number for you. So we have the phone number correct.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Yes, I explained it to you. The cell phone number, the incorrect number, is a cell and it's not caption enabled. So I never use that voice call on the cell. However, the phone number that you just updated is caption enabled, but it's landwire. So it's at my home, my house. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So what phone number would you like to be contacted on?
Okay. I'll tell you what. You can have the contractor text me on the incorrect number as long as you make a note, make it clear to them that I do not answer the voice on their cell phone number. But if they text you that number, I can respond immediately.
Okay, so confirm text.
That I am on the premise. Would that work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm actually notating that for you now.
Great. As long as you make the note clear, I'm willing to go with that route.
All right. Okay, well, I have that notated on the order to please text upon arriving. I did inform them again that you are deaf and you will communicate with them faster by the text message.
Yes. Would you tell me what phone number the texting should be done on? Just to make sure you got it correct. Could you mention their phone number they're going to text on?
Okay, the phone number, I updated the phone number to 561-691-9339.
That is not my cell. That is my home landline phone. That is captioning enabled. But it's
okay,
not
so,
a cell phone.
All right, so what
so
phone number would you like
to
have?
Yeah. So the okay. That would be 561-313-6804.
All right, so that number is 561-313-6804.
Yes, correct. It's text only. Do not voice call that number.
Okay. All right. That number is the primary number. That's the number that the team will text upon arriving 30 minutes on tomorrow. Is there anything else I could help with today?
I hate to say the word primary number, but you're correct. The team will text 30 minutes before. Yes. Okay. I appreciate your patience and understanding.
My pleasure, sir.
That's all I have.
All right. Thanks for calling XPO and have a great night.
All righty. You too. Bye.
All right. Goodbye, sir.